Welcome to Mammon Audio. A correspondent named Simon wrote to us with this reminiscence. My mother was a lady GP and a modest extension to our house in the south of England. Welcome to Mammon Audio. A correspondent named Simon wrote to us with this reminiscence. My mother was a lady GP and a modest extension to our house in the south of England served as her practice. This meant she could combine her medical work with being a stay-at-home mother while my father, who was an orthopedic surgeon, was at the hospital. The extension was tacked onto the front of our home and was single-story only, with a flat roof. It was comprised of two rooms, my mother's consulting room and a rather larger one, which acted as the reception and waiting area. This was during the late 60s, I should add. The only windows in the extension looked out onto the front garden, while directly on the other side there was a small strip of grass where I would often play with my tennis racket or football. On this particular day, it was football. I sliced a kick and sent the ball almost vertically into the air. Unfortunately for me, it ended up stuck on the flat roof. Now, I had quite a few tennis balls, so had I been playing the other sport, I could have just carried on and got Dad to retrieve my lost ball over the weekend sometime. But I only had one football. Dad was out and Mum was seeing patients. I was stuck. I knew that in our garage there was a short, rather rickety wooden ladder. This is what my father used to access the roof for maintenance and retrieving lost balls. The only problem was I wasn't supposed to use it, being only 9 years old. I guess my father had treated enough people with fall injuries to know the dangers of such contraptions. Nevertheless, I decided I couldn't wait. I hauled the ladder out and placed it against the wall. It was the work of a moment to scramble up and gain the roof. Unfortunately, as I took the last step onto the roof, my foot caught the top rung of the ladder and sent it sliding away and crashing to the ground. Now I really was stuck. Well, then I did panic, I'm afraid. I began to cry and yell for help. Eventually, Marion, Mum's receptionist, must have heard me and came out to see what the matter was. Simon, she shouted up. What on earth are you doing there? She disappeared for a second and came back with Mum, who had just finished seeing her last patient of the morning. Marion and my mother came around the other side of the building to see how I had got up, and of course the first thing they saw was the fallen ladder. Hold on. Mum shouted, I'm coming to get you. Don't move. Mum propped the ladder back up against the extension and got Marion to stand at the bottom, holding it firmly. By now I was quite scared of not being able to get down, but Mum talked me through it, having me back slowly down the rungs while she held my back with one hand. Bit by bit, I got back to terra firma. Only once I did, and saw Mum's angry expression, did I get an inkling that my troubles might just be starting rather than at an end. Mum gripped my hand tightly and the three of us went back into the house, through the French windows which led into the waiting room. She turned to her receptionist. Marion, if you go into the pantry, you'll find my cane there. Will you bring it to me in the office, please? A smug grin flashed over Marion's face. She nodded, and I began to cry. Meanwhile, my mother took advantage of the lull to roundly scold me about my foolishness. I might have been severely injured or even killed, she said. By now, I was beginning to view death as a tempting option. Marion came back in with the standard school cane Mum kept for punishing myself and my older sister Jane when she thought we needed it. To my surprise, Marion showed no sign of withdrawing. Mum turned to her and said, "What do you say he deserves for this, Marion?" Although at heart a nice lady, Mum's receptionist was never backwards in coming forward, as they sometimes say. Well, Dr. Banks, if he was mine, I think he'd have six of the best across his bare bottom, she said. That sounds like a good prescription to me, Mum replied as I began to cry harder. She put the chair her patients usually sat in for consultations in the center of the room. Down with your shorts and pants now, she ordered. By now I was not only scared of receiving a very sore bottom, but hugely embarrassed at a member of the opposite sex, even if was just Marion, seeing the private parts of my anatomy. I couldn't get out of baring my bottom, but as soon as I put my pants down, I placed my hands shyly over my genitals. You silly boy, Mum said. Do you think Marion hasn't seen a little boy's willy before? Kneel up on that chair and stick that bottom out right now. I did as I was told, feeling the draft come in from the waiting room door and coil around my uncovered legs and bum. Put your arms over the back of the chair. I obeyed and felt Mum tapping the cane about halfway down my bottom as she took aim. She brought the cane down firmly, and I gave out a loud yell as the sting spread across my backside. Another stroke was applied, and this time my hand went back instinctively to rub my bottom and protect it from more strokes. Marion, help him please, Mum said quietly. Marion came around the back of the chair, took my hands firmly in hers and held them down. The chair had a fretwork back, and so I knew Marion could easily see my willy, and I was now more or less forced to look her straight in the eyes as Mum applied for more hard strokes of the cane across my small bottom. By the time it was over and I was allowed to stand again, I'd forgotten all about my modesty and was just crying freely and holding my burning bum in a vain attempt to send the sting away. Marion took the cane off Mum and went to put it back. Meanwhile, Mum pulled up my trousers and pants and sent me to bed for the rest of the afternoon. After that memorable day, I could barely look Marion in the face again, knowing that she'd seen me being punished like a naughty schoolboy, and when she moved onto a new job about a year or so later, I was the only one in the family who felt more relief than sadness at her departure.